I am Father Kevin Shemiga. I'm pastor of Our Lady Guadalupe Church in Macedonia, Ohio. Our reading for this Wednesday is from Revelation. I, John, saw in heaven another sign, great and awe-inspiring, seven angels with seven last plagues, for through them God's fury is accomplished. They were holding God's harps, and they sang the song of Moses, the servant of God, and the song of the Lamb. Great and wonderful are your works, Lord God Almighty. Just and true are your ways, O King of the nations. Who will not fear you, Lord, or glorify your name? For you alone are holy. All the nations will come and worship before you, for your righteous acts have been revealed. John, in this reading, connects the people of Israel with the chosen. The song of Moses and the song of the Lamb form a whole. Moses and the Hebrews sang after they were saved from the Egyptians. I will sing to the Lord, for he is highly exalted. Horse and driver he has hurled into the sea. The Lord is my strength and my defense. He has become my salvation. He is my God, and I will praise him, my Father's God, and I will exalt him. The Lord is a warrior. The Lord is his name. Pharaoh's chariots and army he has cast into the sea. But the song of the multitude transcends. That is, it rises above and goes beyond even the songs by the Red Sea. The triumph of God over evil in the death and resurrection of Jesus creates a song spilling over the ages. The multitude that includes us already stand in heaven. We even now participate in the eternal sacrifice of the Lamb. In this song we share in the heavenly liturgy, I would encourage you to pray the words of Revelation 15 when anxiety, worry, and darkness come upon you. And so we pray, great and wonderful are your works, Lord God, the Almighty.